Morgan Wallen, More in My Hometown. You know what I like about that song is the music video. She comes back to him at the end. It's like she's not going to go off, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's going to be, she was the whole thing.
So it's kind of like the song is like a farce, if you will.
But then think about this. If she's back home, then she's going to resent him perhaps the rest of his life or her life for not letting her go.
Soaking it in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lauren's Love Advice, 7:40 today.
Avalanching. Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. Well, Morgan Wallen's music video from whatever year it came out.
Chris Stapleton, White Horse. It's B105, The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We got the B105 buzz this morning, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936.
Nice work. Can I start?
I'd love it if you'd start.
So, Bentleyville, it's obviously over, but you have a chance to take part in their hat contest. So basically, it's open until February 12th. You can design a hat for boys and girls. You have to include the name Bentleyville, and you can't have any dates on it. No Christmas designs, even though it's like a Christmas activity. And then you could have your design on 30,000 hats, and you'll get a prize package as well.
Why no Christmas designs?
I don't know. This is kind of like a Thanksgiving, although one of these has a Christmas design, so I'm not sure where that's coming from. Maybe they want to switch things up, but
interesting. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. What would you do for a design? I mean, I don't have any creativity on that at all. Without a Christmas design, I don't know what
I would
do.
I'm not creative. I'd probably do like a star or like a polka dots.
Like how you say you're not creative and that is in your job description, content creator.
I'm creative, not like artsy.
With words and communications, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me too. I'm not, like, you saw me try to do my Chia Pet yesterday. Terrible. Still looking over there. It's not at all uniform. It's okay, Willie. You're going to come along. We're going to nurture my Chia Pet Willie into fruition here. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. We need to do a little, like, update, too. Like, we might have to hop on Facebook Live.
Maybe when they start to sprout, that's when we'll do an update. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's enough of the B105 buzz for today, don't you think?
We need like a Willie Nelson jar where every time we bring up this Chia Pet, you have to put money in there.
Wow, it could get expensive.
It could get expensive.
Yeah. Well, you got to get ready for him in time. There you go. It's B105 buzz on The Breakfast Club. Tyler Hubbard, 5'9", B105. It's a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. So this last weekend, a couple of my friends were out fishing on off Park Point.
Mm-hmm.
And the icebreaker came through while they're out there fishing.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I've been there before. The ice was thicker, though. And I mean, it's scary. It's pretty rumbly. Well, a huge crack formed. And they actually had to hop over the crack to get back to shore.
No.
So that's what's going to happen. You can see that right now. I got on the Facebook page, B105country.com. Scary stuff. Like, if the wind had been blowing enough, it could have floated
them
across.
I don't want to know these things.
Well, you know, like, you're going ice fishing.
Yeah, but I have someone in my life that goes literally at least twice a week. Going this weekend on a little ice fishing trip. It's just like, why?
No, I thought you were talking about me for a minute.
No,
that's not.
But
I'm
you
not
did go ice fishing. Do we need to talk
I'm
about what you did when you
were someone you care about? That's okay.
Okay, I do care about you, Ken. Should we say what you were doing while you were ice fishing?
Well, oh yeah.
Yet one time I brought a book ice fishing, and you like made fun of me. I'm like, what else am I supposed to do? But you brought.
No,
you were watching television.
We were watching Blue Bloods on the ice, trying to catch up for the premiere, the final season. So,
I actually loved it. But.
Yeah, and the battery died. You know, I got that fancy charger for my phone, too. I forgot to charge it the night before, so it
Classic.
Was just, it was not, you know, lots on. Dan and Shay, Save Me the Trouble on B105, Northland's number one for new country. And we've got Lauren's Country Lowdown, and it's all about the arrest that happened. What is happening in country music right now?
Okay, well, this is sad because I had a story about Chris Young that I wanted to talk about, and I can't remember if I talked about it on the show yesterday. But basically, last week, he surprised Nashvillians and tourists. He showed up at a bar on Broadway, and there weren't that many people in it, and he grabbed a guitar and he sang three songs, like acoustic, right? So I was going to talk about that, but it turns out something else is taking precedent, and that is the fact that he was arrested on Monday night.
Yeah, what happened?
This just came out yesterday, so
he was in downtown Nashville, right?
Yeah, so he was on Broadway, and he allegedly assaulted an agent of the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission. So according to this report, and I'm sure we'll learn more, this happened around 8:30. He was at a bar called the Doghouse, and agents from the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission came in and they were conducting compliance checks, because that gets a little crazy on Broadway, right?
Right.
Well, I guess he started acting up. He like held his ID above his head and then they scanned the ID and walked away. But I guess he whipped out his phone and started videoing them and kind of like questioning them, and I don't want to say harassing them, but like causing a scene.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I don't know. So
was it, did the agent say something? I'm looking up the Alcoholic Beverage Commission, see what their deal is.
Yeah, so apparently they just looked at the ID, walked away. He began asking questions and videoing them, and then they moved to the doghouse, which is next door. This happened. This started at the Tin Roof. Well, apparently he wasn't happy with that. So as the agents were leaving the next bar, he walked over and he tried to stop them from leaving the bar, and he like struck one of them on the shoulder. And then the agent pushed him to kind of like get him off and create distance. And then they started fighting and customers came between them. A second agent tried to intervene.
What is going on?
Young walked away and he would like not comply with the orders to stop, because obviously then he got in an altercation. He was put in handcuffs, charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and assault of an officer. So he was released yesterday morning. Apparently he had slurred speech.
Watery, bloodshot eyes.
Yeah.
Who hasn't been there?
Not good, but...
Kicked out of the doghouse. I haven't been kicked out of the doghouse in Canyon. I'm just kidding. I haven't been kicked out of there.
Not yet.
It's a great time.
But I kind of feel like he's a jerk.
I got a hot take.
You do.
Okay, you ready? And this isn't even the one that you thought I was going to go with.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
But it does involve Elle King.
Okay.
Because she just got in trouble, Grand Ole Opry, for being drunk.
Yeah, that's a place you shouldn't be drunk. Broadway, it's a little better.
And we shouldn't be getting in a fight with people, right?
True.
Remember when they kind of got in a spat on that Blake Shelton's show?
Yeah, they did. I remember. She named her album after him. Yeah. Something he said to her.
And then he was mad at her, and they were like a poor sports. Like, the two of those don't mix.
Right.
What's going on? I think there's a connection here.
I just feel like Chris Young kind of, I really like him, but I feel like he kind of like just gives off like jerk vibes. Like just not that nice vibes.
I don't know. We'll find out. More's coming out. And we'll have an update. Jason Aldean, try that in a small town on B105, Northland's number one for new country. You know, I had an idea. We've done this before. We did like shout outs.
Yeah.
To, like, it's cold a spot. How about, who thinks they're in the smallest town listening right now? How small is your town?
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking unincorporated size.
Okay.
You know, like a gas station. I mean, we had Brimson calling last week. I mean, that's pretty darn small.
That's small. How many people? Let me see.
I don't know. I mean, there's pretty much Hugo's.
It's a township.
There's a Pequon down the road from that. I don't know.
Doesn't say how many people live there.
My town I came from, little old Biwabik, Minnesota. So I think they're under 1,000 now. I think they're like 900.
I think we can go smaller, though.
Oh, we can go a lot smaller. Yeah. Biwabik is a bustling city compared to some places. So how small is the town? It's kind of like Hardy, where that song, Rednecker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my town's smaller than your small town.
I forgot about that era of Hardy.
Well, I think it's
rightfully
kind of
so, yeah.
Anyway, we got a little bit. B105, Northland's number one for new country. Coming up, look at your weather forecast, 710 laugh off. And then don't forget, at 740, Lauren's going to tell us what avalanching?
Yep.
Okay, that's what Lauren's love advice is, the dating
term.
It's
just so extra. I actually learned a lot of dating terms yesterday, but this one is for Valentine's Day, so I think it's very fitting.
All right, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what that is. All right, 740 this morning on B105. Add this music. Is the actual thing. And I looked at my wife and said, it's the 710 laugh off music.
Wow.
She goes, good for you.
It's international. Actually, Daniel, a B105 listener, he's like, what is that? Like, I really like it. I'm like, it's just something we found.
They use it in a Ram commercial too, but we started it.
You're right. I think Ram got it from us, to be honest.
I think so too.
You know.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, are you going to do this now?
Well, you won.
Did I want to answer?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you can start. I'll let you go.
Okay. I think you might have used this one. Okay, I'm going to skip over that. Ken, what should a sick bird always do? Get treatment.
That was good.
I'm laughing at my own joke.
It's
cute.
Good.
Just picture a little bird.
I like that. Lauren, how does Kanye like his eggs? Over Yeezy.
I don't know.
I was kind of coming. Okay, I was kind of going on a limb. I'm not really talking about Kanye West around here. But.
Yeah, no, we do not need to go down that road.
But it was an easy joke.
Okay, this is just supposed to be a joke, so nobody take it personally. Ken, what happens when you witness a shipwreck? Just gotta let it sink in.
Wow.
I know that can be a touchy subject, but it was a good joke.
This one's a little bit edgy.
Look at us today. We're just controversial.
So careful. Lauren, I caught my wife red-handed with her personal trainer. I said, this isn't working out.
I almost laughed.
That's funny.
Is that a true story?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you for bringing that serious thing up.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's not.
Ken, where do skunks go to pray? In pews.
I didn't see that coming. I don't know why.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. Okay. I was Lauren so traumatized by our own skunk issues that we've had.
You're right. That is a touchy thing for you. Sorry.
Well, last night I looked at my wife and I'm like, we need to get another floor mat. We don't have a doormat in the back, and that's because that's where the skunk situation happened. We got to get a new one of those because, you know, you just got to throw the old one away.
Yeah, you
know
don't what need I mean? To try to salvage that. No.
No.
You need to just skunk. Toss it. They are super cute, though. Like, I sometimes see them in my yard and I'm like, that is so cute.
Well,
and I know it's not cute when it sprays you, but I think they're cute to look at. So
I learned a lot. I learned a lot by mistakes. Now I know what to do next time.
That's perfect.
A skunk sprays my dog. When, once I get on it, we go right through it. All right. Got to clean up my yard too. They like to get some
motivation for you.
Yeah, I'm looking for that. 7:14 B105, and we've got your brain teaser question. That's next on the Breakfast Club. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, good morning. It is 7:23. We got your brain teaser question.
Mm-hmm, we sure do. So our brain teaser today, a little ridiculous. So 5% of us have already started doing this in January. And if you do this, let me just tell you, it's good to be ahead of the curve, but this is too much.
It's 11 months ahead of the curve.
Where do you put this then for...
Yeah, and forget it, have it all the time, or I'd hide it.
Maybe you're taking advantage of, like, the after the holiday sales, perhaps.
Is there sales?
Yeah.
Wow.
Usually between, like, Christmas and New Year's Day, there's
so
good sales.
Broke after Christmas, I don't have any money to spend on anything, you know?
Really sad. It's really sad. Sad, sad.
Kids get older, presents get more expensive, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 5% of us have already started doing this in January. What is it?
Okay, 727-B105. Call now. Good luck. You can win the prize today. Some Taco John's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Call now. Good luck. 727-B105. What are people already doing in January?
I respect it.
Well, I don't understand it, but I'll respect it. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Good morning. We've got your brain teaser question.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away.
5% of us have already started doing this in January. What is it?
Okay. We've given quite a bit of clues.
I think we kind of gave it away.
Well, let's get an answer here. Hi, B105, what do you think?
Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping is correct already
I guess if you spread it out, then you maybe save money because you're not spending all your money in, like, November or December, maybe?
Right. Be proactive. Who's this?
Yep. Emma.
When do you usually start Christmas shopping?
A couple weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I barely get it in time on Amazon to get it in time, and half the stuff comes after Christmas, but that's just me. No. What are you going to do? Well, Emma, congratulations. You got Taco John's, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for playing. One of my Christmas gifts is over here, hopefully thriving soon. I've got my Willie Nelson Chia pet in the window.
And I think we need to do an update because you brought in something here.
Yeah, I was good. Actually, I was cleaning up my basement, and I found this. It's a grow light. Now, not because I've grown.
Yeah,
I got it. We got this as a. My kids got this as a gift from my mom during the pandemic, where you can grow like little pod plants and stuff. And so we grew some basil and some other stuff. I don't know what it was. Dill, I think, whatever. Well, I took the pods out, and I'm using the light now, and I got Willie underneath it.
He's, like, glowing. Like, people are going to walk by and be like, what's glowing?
He's lit up, you know?
I hope Willie sees it when he's in town.
It doesn't look as bad today as it did yesterday, I feel like.
No, it looks actually, the hair looks like it's evenly spread out. There are some chia seeds on the back, on his back. But I think you did well considering, you know, we were doing a show at the same time, so.
Maybe not the best timing.
Yeah. I disagree, actually.
Well, there you go, Willie. Thrive, grow, Willie.
Thrive, Willie, thrive.
I want to see this Chia Willie go. Bad time for him to be here. When he's coming in May.
Yeah.
Should be.
Yeah, no, he'll have hair by next week.
Sounds good. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. All right, I've been waiting patiently for this because just like everybody else, I'm going to be educated by Lauren here. Lauren's love advice.
Yes, so I saw this. And it's a Valentine's Day dating trend because Valentine's Day is just a few weeks away. And this is called avalanching. Like, it's perfect because, you know, it's wintry. There's some snow on the ground. So basically, singles are being warned about this because as we approach Valentine's Day and you're on a dating app or whatever, you're going to be overwhelmed by how many people are messaging you that you're matching with, all because nobody wants to be single on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
That's basically what it is. So avalanching will lead people to feel overwhelmed. People feel pressure to find, you know, their significant other. Maybe they want to find a significant other. So people are going to just start matching with whoever, messaging whoever. And even if it's not like a good match, not a good fit, you're still going to be messaging. You're going to just feel overwhelmed. So that's basically what it is. So experts are saying, just be careful when you see a sudden like surge in interest in you, because people, you know, they're just trying to couple up. It's kind of like winter. What do they call it? Cuffing season, where it's like, okay, the holidays, you don't want to be alone.
Sure. Yeah.
So you link up with somebody and then maybe January you break up or whatever.
Because January is like a breakup month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is kind of like that. So just be aware out there. You don't want to be avalanched. And then people will probably overwhelm you as well. Like, okay, you'll get a lot of messages. You'll get all that. But then let's say you start talking to someone, they might overwhelm you as well because they might just be coming onto you too strong because it's just that pressure around Valentine's Day. So be careful out there.
When are we going to be matchmakers, you know?
Wow. We should do, like, the week of Valentine's Day. We should do, like, we should try to matchmake over the radio.
Somebody that's single looking for a date, yeah. We'll try to find them a date.
Serious. This is a great idea.
We can even call somebody on someone's behalf.
We could.
And ask them to go on a date.
This is a great idea. I'm going to write it down.
And somehow I would still take that personally if I got shot down.
Yeah.
It's not even me.
No, we're going to do this. This is a great idea.
Write it down, Lauren. Put it on your little planner.
I will.
When you said avalanching, my guess was going to be you just jump off a cliff.
Ken.
Well, when you said avalanche.
And is that in the spirit of Lauren's love advice? Don't answer that.
Wow.
Don't answer
that. You don't want to know the truth, do you?
No, I don't. No, I like to live in denial.
All right.
So anyways, be careful of avalanching and then message us if you want to be set up over the radio.
Yeah, give us a call. Say, hey, we'll hook this up for you. 727-B105. Who wants to?
If we call people and they're on the radio, like, they probably won't say no because
that's a nice implication.
They'll panic.
Let's be real. They're not going to answer.
I know. No one answers.
Nobody ever answers the phone anymore. Okay. Well, anyway, good luck.
Stay tuned for that.
Avalanching. We got plans for Valentine's Day around here. It's going to be great. Luke Bryan and Drunk. Five Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Okay, we got to do a quick Lauren's Country Lowdown. We got updates here for
Chris Young.
Chris Young and his arrest that happened in Nashville, in case you didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so he hasn't said anything, but People Magazine released a story on it with a few more details that puts a few more things in perspective. And it kind of, not that I agree with what Chris Young did, but it kind of paints him in a little bit of a better light. So the headline reads, Chris Young falls over table after being shoved by a TABC agent prior to arrest. So for some background quick, he was out on Broadway Monday night. He was at a bar. I think it was like the Tin Roof. These agents came in and basically the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission, they go to bars to just make sure that everybody has a real ID because obviously Broadway's like, you know, a party town. Went to the first bar Chris was at, and then, you know, he showed him his ID. All was well. But then apparently he started kind of like, which is what the original thing said, he was kind of starting to like haze the agent.
Okay.
The agents moved on to a new bar. Chris and his friends followed, and apparently he was kind of, I don't know, there's video of it and everything, but it looks like he went to this new bar, tried to reach out to the agent, like, with his hand, and the agent shoved him. He lost his footing. He fell backwards over a table and chairs.
Jeez.
So it started in one bar. He could have just stayed there, but then he followed them to this new bar, probably not a coincidence, but either way, when he got there, he reached out to one of them and then they shoved him. And then apparently he got up, he put his hands up, and he started backing away. So not sure he did.
Then they arrested him.
Yeah, he did pay all of like the bail. I think it equaled like $3,000 or $4,000 or whatever. And he does have to go to court. So he will be in court on February 16th.
Jeez.
Yeah, so, and then also he was apparently yelling and screaming when he was backing away, so that probably, but then it says that when he was arrested, he was calm. So I don't know what's going on.
So he was hazing, so he was giving them a hard time at the one bar, then followed to the next bar, and these guys probably already mad at him.
Right, and then he fell over a table, which was obviously an accident, but the agent shoved
him.
I've
done that at a bar, that's okay.
Oh, okay. And then he, then apparently he was like calm when he was arrested, but then he still went to that other bar. So there's just like a lot that's coming out. I don't see like the police footage here, but apparently it's out there somewhere. So
okay,
you want to see it, but yeah, just a little update there. We're learning a little bit more. It kind of seems like Chris's PR people planted the story, and they're like, well, he was so calm and he was shoved, but who knows what happened. We'll see.
The truth will come out, I guess.
Can you imagine if you witnessed that? You're just like a tourist. You're like, is that Chris Young? Oh, he just fell over.
Nobody would believe you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, is that Chris Young got in a fight in a bar? And they go, you sure it was Chris Young? You know.
You film it, you sell it to TMZ. Just kidding.
Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart, B105. It is The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, 756. And today it's going to be another mild one, 35 degrees or so, foggy, dense fog, and stagnant air.
I don't know what that means.
So we'll talk to Brandon about that about 8:30, but he goes, okay, it has to do with the weather and the way how none of the air is really moving around. If it kind of smells a little funky, that's what's going on. And I noticed it like,
coming. You thought in, it was you.
Well, I didn't think it was me necessarily, oh, okay, but I smelled something and I'm like, what is that smell?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm interested.
It was WLSSD hanging, the air there just kind of hanging.
Mm-hmm. On my way. Well, I didn't smell it, so.
Well, you didn't come by that way.
And I'm fine with that.
Well, walk down the street with your nose in the air and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Anybody sees me downtown, right, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but downtown this weekend, you should come on down to the deck. They got Cider North coming back.
Yep, so we have a contest right now on our app, B105Country.com. If you want to go, it's at the deck, like Ken said, and basically you get a sampling glass and you can have unlimited samples of ciders from statewide really good cider places, cideries, I guess you could say. Some local as well. And we have a lot of tickets to give away. So
I found some good ones last year when I was there.
Yeah, you had a blast. And then there's Build Your Own Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Which is very popular these days.
Right. Well, here you go. You want tickets right now? B105 app, and then we'll hook you up on Friday. I'll give you a call. Because I'll be pulling all these winners, right? Okay. I got to put a reminder on that one.
Yeah.
You don't let it seem like you have faith in me.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I do, but okay, I'll remind you.
Thank you, Lauren. Weather forecast next here on B105, and we'll talk to Animal Allies in just a little bit. Chris Stapleton starting over on B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have Nicole with us from Animal Allies. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. This is kind of rough weather, though, to be walking on a dog because they wick up all this crud with all this melting stuff, you know? Like, I gotta give the dog a bath after every walk, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's that time for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like we're having like a first crack at spring here months early, and then that's when, you know, we don't have to get into it, but, you know, it's, you know, dogs, you got to make sure you pick up your yard when you can.
Well, we're trying to get dogs adopted, Ken, so.
Well, and I'm trying to make sure everyone understands the responsibilities involved.
You can wash off their muddy paws. It's okay. But let's talk about Lugnut, also known as Celine Dion. Is there a story there?
Yeah,
because that, I mean, Celine's an icon.
Due to his singing, he really, really likes to sing.
So really?
I'm thinking that's where that original name came from. He is just the funniest dog. We all are so obsessed with him. He's just like this stocky, muscly little sausage who just wants to crawl in your lap and snuggle and sing to you. He loves to carry toys around, and he sings anytime somebody new enters the room or he just gets excited. It's just really sweet. He loves going for walks. He lived with a small dog in the past, so we think he would do well with, you know, another respectful dog in the home to be a little playmate. And he's been with our youth volunteers. He's attended a couple birthday parties. So overall, I think, yeah, just another kind of easy add to a lot of homes in our community.
Yeah. So when you say singing, like, he just, like, does, like, a howl kind of sing kind of thing?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Well, that's cute when dogs
sure
do that.
I'm sure it's gorgeous. I'm sure it sounds great.
Super cute. Yeah. He loves it.
So that's where the Celine Dion thing come from. But yeah, he does kind of look like a more like a lug nut. I get that.
He's very cute.
Right. He is. He's so cute. He's got just the cutest little face, and he loves to just have his little face smushed and get hugs and curl up in blankies. So the best snuggle bug for this time of year for sure.
Sounds like you guys are going to miss lug nut when he's gone. Well, hopefully he finds a forever home, right?
He probably will. Yes, that is the goal. We hope we can send him on to his next place that will enjoy all of the love he has to give.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of love to give, Valentine's Day is coming up, and I know you've got some things that you're working on, so kind of stay tuned, right?
Yes, yes. Every year, Pizza Luce donates all of their dessert proceeds to us, so just getting the final details on that, but that will be on Valentine's Day. Keep an eye out for that. We have a ton of dogs and cats still looking for a home. Lots of bonded pairs that have been here for a while. Some long-term animals that aren't getting a ton of attention. So if, you know, you've been looking, you've been thinking about it, this could definitely be the time to strike. We have a lot of really, really sweet friends looking for love.
Okay, well, where do they find you?
Yes, we are at 4006 Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 6, and Sundays, noon to 4. You can check out our website, animalallies.net, to see all the available animals, and give us a call at 218-722-5341 if you have any specific questions.
Okay, well, you're pro. Thank you, Nicole. And we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Nicole from Animal Allies here on B105. It's 8:13 on The Breakfast Club. Dancing in the Country on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. I hate to keep bringing this kind of stuff up, but I guess it's just the perfect scenario for people to be a jerk, and that's when it comes to traveling on planes.
Is this what I sent you?
Yeah, okay. I saw this on multiple places. Then you didn't acknowledge it.
So I was like, did you see it?
First saw it from you.
Okay.
Okay, but thank you.
No, I was just wondering if that's what we're talking about. I don't need the credit.
American Airlines passenger reportedly removed from flight after disgruntled and flatulence.
They were headed. That bad?
They were taxiing to the runway for takeoff when a guy was. Since somebody goes, yeah, you want to see something rude? Smell this, and then loudly farted, and then
that's
got
like not okay. That's not okay.
And continued to do so as rude to fellow passengers, and the pilot said, "We're going to be returning to the gate. We'll fill you more when we get to the gate." And the flight attendant came and said, "Come on, buddy, you're leaving." So that he was. This was on Reddit. And somebody said he might have been hungover or drunk or something like that.
I feel like alcohol probably played a role. How does he just fart on command? It's very disturbing.
You got to be careful.
That's gross. That's just gross.
All right. Well, I don't know. It was pretty terrible. And this isn't the first time. There's a reason why they didn't have alcohol during the pandemic on airlines. It's because people were losing their mind.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
That's wild. But and everybody else delayed them 30 minutes because of this guy and his gas.
I mean, I guess in terms of like things that are going to call for an emergency landing or just whatever, it's like this is at least on like the safe side where there's not like a door off, but like I wouldn't want to witness it.
No, that would be a little bit. A great tune from Cody Johnson and the Painter on B105 sets us up nice for Some Angel here with Lauren Wells.
Well, it's funny because Cody Johnson is my angel today.
No way!
But I didn't have time to talk about him in Lauren's Country Lowdown because we've been talking about Chris Young a lot, but I just thought this was so sweet. So he is on tour right now. He kicked off his tour last weekend and he was in California and he stopped the show at one point and he says, "I never do this, but I have to do this." So there is a sweet little angel, young fan in the crowd, and they had a sign that said, "I survived my bone marrow transplant to see you. I'm your biggest fan."
Wow.
And he's like, "I get so many signs and everything like that, and the show must go on," but he's like, "I have to actually like stop the show and hug you." So it scared me for a little bit, but he like hopped on a speaker, hugged the fan, made their day, and then he couldn't even sing his song because he was like crying and he was so emotional. So he's like, "You have to give me a minute." And then he went into "Till You Can't" and dedicated it to the fan and everything. But it was just such a sweet video. And you could tell that like his emotions were real. And like I said, he's an angel because he said, "I never do this, but I have to do this." So, and then he gave like an inspirational speech that even motivated me. It was like, "Never give up. Don't ever give up. Are you crying?
No, I had something in my eye. No, literally, I was. Okay. Yeah.
So anyways, I thought that was cute. You can see all the clips on TikTok
just
and whatnot.
Breaking down over
I know
here,
I'm like, wow, that really that got you. But anyways, very sweet.
Are you crying? No, no, not
I thought you were. I'm like,
something in my eye.
I didn't mean to, you know, make you cry.
And I wasn't saying I have something in my eye because I was crying. I mean, literally, it had something
in
my eye.
Just but, yeah, just bad timing. So anyways, there you go.
I mean, I should probably be emotional about this, right?
I was. When he gave his inspirational speech, I'm like, okay, I won't give up.
I didn't know you were going to. You all right?
I think we all come close sometimes, you know?
Jeez. Well, thank you, Lauren. Jason Aldean right now. George Burge, Mind on You on B105. Okay, Lauren found the video of Chris Young and the altercation that happened. And I got to say, after seeing it, the guy, I don't think Chris Young's at fault.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I mean, he may have been mouthing off or whatever, but he clearly wasn't the one that instigated an assault.
He put his arm out when they were leaving, and I've been reading more about this, and basically,
he was trying to reach for him to get his attention.
Yeah, like, he didn't know if they were legitimate or not, which, like, okay, that's not really his job, but he wasn't that aggressive. He just put his arm out, but then he went flying over the chair.
Yeah, the guy shoved him pretty hard. I think he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, so you can see the clip, B105country.com, but yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, I mean, he shoved him, knocked him down on a table. I mean, that's, of course, we don't know what led up to that, but he didn't seem like there was much going on before that. He was just kind of standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. He didn't seem like he was, I mean, reports say he was slurring his speech and stuff, but he didn't seem like
he
was sloppy.
He didn't look that bad. I think they just, that's terrible. Did they know who he was?
Apparently, they did not. Like, so there's so many different reports, but they didn't recognize him. Maybe he wanted them to recognize him. I don't know, but no, they didn't put two and two together. He looks like a normal guy. He's in sweatpants and a baseball cap.
And a leather jacket, which is an interesting look.
That is an interesting
leather
look.
Jacket and sweatpants.
And there weren't that many people in the bar either.
No.
Yeah. I would have just loved to witness this. I just want to be part of country music history.
Man, he almost got hurt too. He went down like
he went
a ton
down
of bricks.
Hard, and he like went flying to even hit the chair.
Yikes!
Yikes is right.
All right, okay, well, check that video out right now and see what you think. But I don't think it's I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be charges going to be dropped on the end of it.
I agree.
All right. Coming up, B105 Workday Kickoff. Next, commercial-free. Miranda Lambert, Mama's Broken Heart, B105, Northland's number one for new country. We should talk about this because we were just talking off-air about how you got a bunch of beef you got to cook up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a really good recipe you tried last night.
It sounded really good.
Mexican shredded beef, and all you had to use is use like a 2-pound chuck roast.
Mm-hmm.
And it did in a crock pot for 4 hours, and then shred it, and you put some seasoning in it.
I think I could handle that.
You could handle it.
Put it in the crock pot.
I used the KitchenAid and the meat paddle.
You know what I've been eating this week that's really good? It might be a little too spicy for you, but...
You know.
It's chicken. Okay, and then you put like some pepperoncinis in there.
Oh.
And then you put some ranch seasoning.
Yeah,
and it's really good. Yeah, pepperoncinis in you, that's not good. But it's you can only put one. You don't have to put all of them, but it's super, super good.
Okay. I love how you treat me like I'm a child and I can't only handle mild things.
No, the other day you go, Lauren, I'm eating jalapenos. I'm like, so
don't
you know.
Back up! B105, Northland's number one for new country. We'll see you later, Joe.